The NATO summit in Brussels has started with a scolding, and no surprises to learn it's the US president lashing out, describing Germany as a captive of Russia because of its energy reliance, and he's upping the demands for Europe to spend more on defence. From NATO headquarters in Brussels, Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
At a breakfast meeting at the home of the US ambassador, Donald Trump sat down with the NATO Secretary General and picked a fight.
But Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened.
Germany might be an ally, but Donald Trump has not been a fan of NATO. The German Chancellor, who grew up under Soviet rule in East Berlin, was having none of it, telling the press, in her polite but firm manner, that she knew very well what it was to be a captive and modern Germany was not one. The two leaders later smiled for the cameras, Donald Trump avoiding conflict in a face-to-face meeting.
We're having a great meeting. We're discussing military expenditure. We're talking about trade. We have a very, very good relationship with the Chancellor. We have a tremendous relationship with Germany.
Donald Trump has been setting the stage for this gathering of the world's largest military organization since the last one, furious that the US spends more than the Europeans on defense and that few of them have met their 2% of GDP target. He's taking credit that spending is now at least higher.
Because of me, they've raised about $40 billion over the last year. So I think the Secretary General likes Trump.
Now he wants them to double it, something the Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wasn't keen to discuss at the end-of-day media briefing.
Well, I will focus on what we have agreed, and we have agreed to be committed to the pledge, increasing defence spending to 2%.
Despite this shaping up as one of the most tense NATO meetings in decades, Donald Trump still signed up to the 79-point communique from the leaders, which largely reaffirmed all their commitments and announced new ones, including a training mission in Iraq, in which Australia has committed to be an operational partner. Mr. Trump is on a 7-day, five-nation tour in Europe, which concludes with a meeting in Finland next week with Vladimir Putin. And they'll be watching closely to see if Mr. Putin gets warmer treatment. This is Lisa Miller at NATO headquarters in Brussels for AM.